at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Families and students of Focus Charter School in Southern Dallas held a rally this afternoon. They're making a last-ditch bid to keep the school open. As KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, the state says a school has agreed to close after three bad academic years.
Focus founder and CEO Leroy McClure Jr. says the school suffered the second of its three strikes in a row because it was, quote, a good Samaritan. That's because it voluntarily accepted struggling students in 2015 from Prime Prep Academy. Deion Sanders Charter School had just shut down itself. Dieta Culbertson with the Texas Education Agency doesn't expect today's rally will change the fate of Focus, which now has 1,200 kids.
In December of 2016, they notified us that they were going to voluntarily close their school effective May 24th. And then the commissioner approved that.
Texas law says charter schools must close after three consecutive years of an IR rating or improvement required. Focus founders, including board members, signed legal paperwork last year that said an efficient wind down of operations would serve the best interests of students. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
In Austin, today is late night with the Texas House. The legislative body is working its way through more than 400 amendments before it votes on the $218 billion budget. It's the final chance for the full chamber to revise the bill before negotiations begin with the Senate on the final version. Lawmakers are debating topics like school choice, immigration, and transgender bathroom issues. 2 years ago, House members filed about 350 amendments to the budget, and the debate lasted around 18 hours. Lawmakers are prepping for another all-nighter. Around the world, thousands of people are implanting devices into their bodies. Some have chips that can open electronic doors or log onto computers. Today on Think, National Geographic writer D.T. Max told Chris Boyd, this is just the beginning of humans using technology to advance their abilities.
You want to talk about what's really changing us. Genetic evolution is just too slow. What's changing us is cultural evolution. Look at the last 20 or 30 years and the incredible technological innovations that have become key parts of our lives. You know, one of the experiments that I mentioned in the article, which is sort of obvious when you think about it, but no one had done it before, was that if you have somebody who has a spinal cord injury, so spinal cord injury is unusual in that when your nerves are severed, they don't grow back, unlike a peripheral nervous injury. So why couldn't you have them relay their nervous impulses to a computer, which would in turn, you know, then relay the impulses to the relevant nerves, let's say, in a hand, you know? It doesn't even sound that difficult, although it is difficult. And that's an example where I can't imagine within a fairly short space of time, a person with that kind of disability will regularly be getting some sort of computer prosthetic.
D.T. Max's article, How Humans Are Shaping Our Own Evolution, appears in the current issue of National Geographic. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. Guy Reynolds is old school, a newspaper photo editor for the last 20 years. He was the last person to use the Dallas Morning News darkroom. But to be an editor, he had to give up everyday photography. Then iPhone cameras got better, and he joined Instagram. Art Zeek's Jerome Weeks caught up with Reynolds for this week's Artist Spotlight, our series following North Texas creatives.
Guy Reynolds has already picked up today's food to deliver for Meals on Wheels. He's checking out the list of addresses on the South Dallas route he's volunteered to drive for the first time in months.
Well, this is really shorter than it was before. This thing has completely changed.
Familiar names are gone. The people may have moved, or they may have died. Many Meals on Wheels clients are shut-ins, too sick, too old to get out of bed. Some are simply alone and poor. Around here, you see pillows and bedding on a curb. It's often an eviction. Reynolds has been a lifeline for these clients, and now some have vanished.
There are some people that I know that was the only meal they'd have that day.
For 3 years, Reynolds drove for Meals on Wheels and took pictures. This week, a pop-up exhibition of those photos is the inaugural show for The Workroom. It's the brand new gallery at Photographique, the photo lab in Deep Ellum. For years now, Reynolds has put some 40,000 images up on Instagram. It was Allison Smith, a former news photographer, who suggested selecting some for a show.
Yeah, I feel like I encouraged him to get on Instagram. Back in the day, he fought it so hard. But he has been explosive with the iPhone. It just seemed like we had to get them out into the public and share them.
Smith got Michael Thomas to sponsor the show. He's editor of 1814 magazine, a glossy Dallas-based photography publication.
They did it all without me. Allison contacted me and said, "We've got this," because she's a good friend.
They ended up curating the show for the same reason Reynolds has been gone from his Meals on Wheels route. Last fall, the 60-year-old photojournalist learned he had liver cancer and cancer of the esophagus. The tumor on his liver was the size of a fist.
That's largely why I just kind of left it in their hands. I had other preoccupations, let's say.
Since September, he's been enduring chemotherapy. He's been lucky. The tumors have shrunk to half their size, and Reynolds feels good enough to take on his old route. Meals on Wheels volunteers like Reynolds are advised not to stick around with clients, who generally remain anonymous. But some clients want to talk about his health. One young man even calls Reynolds an inspiration.
When you first met him, he was just a joy. So, you know, you got to keep on keeping on. And he's the encouragement, so we just got to keep on going.
Reynolds fell in love with photography back when he was 15.
You don't forget that first time you see a photograph come to life in a tray of developer. It was an instant and long-term hook.
It helped that his mother owned a bookstore in Richardson with photo books by masters like William Eggleston and Cartier-Bresson. A couple years ago, Reynolds estimated he'd taken 1.8 million shots. That's not all just work. There are his own photos, which often have an absurdist, deadpan humor. Allison Smith.
It's so quirky. He doesn't miss anything, you know, and that's what made Guy a great editor. He would find things in my shoots that I didn't even see, and one of those won me a big award.
His Meals on Wheels images feature photos of loose dogs, or there's a blind woman on a porch. Other images just show somber, taped-over windows. But even here, there's humor. In one shot, a yard sign on Easter proclaims, "He is risen." Attached to the first sign, a second one warns, "No parking or standing." This week's workroom show is hardly Reynolds' first.
You know, I've had a show at a hair salon, I've had a show at two restaurants, so I'm not proud I'll show photos anywhere. And that's what it's about, being a photographer. You don't take photos just to look at yourself. You know, you want to share them.
It's a little like, just a little like, sharing meals. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Guy Reynolds' photo show at the workroom runs through tomorrow night. See images of his work at artandseek.org/spotlight. And while you're there, check out the nearly 40 other North Texas creatives who've been profiled. And finally, Dallas golfer Jordan Spieth began his quest for redemption today at this year's Masters Tournament. Last year, Spieth collapsed and lost a 5-shot lead in the final round. Today, Spieth was cruising along until the 15th hole when he made a quadruple bogey. The setback means the North Texan is tied for 44th place, 7 shots behind the leader. He'll try his luck again tomorrow when he tees off at 12:40. Sunny skies for what's left in the day, high in the upper 70s tonight. Looks to be clear, low around 51. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 76. It's currently 77 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.